CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, recently returned from Nigeria. And the presidential contest there puts together Mr. Abubakar, a tycoon, Mr. Tinubu, a tycoon, and Mr. Obi, a tycoon. That would seem to be something that Nigeria can claim success. It's created tycoons. And yet, Gregory, the report that you brought me was a country very much in despair, especially because of all the violence, I believe, in the north of the country. Can you help us understand these three candidates and what they promise for this rich and about to be, I think, the most populous state, one of the most populous states on earth in the next years?
Yes. In fact, Nigeria is, of course, the most populous state in Africa. It also has the biggest economy in Africa, despite the massive mismanagement and corruption which has occurred in recent years. The good news is that there is a presidential election in February next year, and there are more than three candidates, but there are the three big ones, all of whom, as you say, are tycoons. Because in order to bankroll these kind of elections, you need a lot of personal money to if you like, kickstart the whole process. The good news about it, as I say, is that the incumbent president, Muhammadu Buhari, who was a former military leader of Nigeria, a failed military leader of Nigeria, has become a bitter and failed elected prime minister, and he runs out of electoral options. He's done two terms, can't run again. So it's going to be either the leader of the microscopically small Labour Party, Peter Obi, or it's going to be the leader of the incumbent president's current party, and that's there's a chap called Bola Tinubu, who's the former governor of Lagos State, or it's going to be the former vice president of Nigeria, Atiku Abubakar. And at the moment, you see all these polls, and particularly in some of these sycophantic, or not so much sycophantic, if you like, paternalistic European publications like The Economist, who said, oh, Peter Obi, he's the hope of the future because on social media, the Nigerian youth just love him. Well, that's true, but the Nigerian youth who are on social media are all in the south, and they don't represent a major voting bloc. And in any event, what's interesting is that this is the group which has so far failed to register to vote and to get their voting card. And there's been a major effort to really provide a transparent and strict voting card system, where they've cleared out a lot of the people who've tried to achieve these voter cards under false pretenses and the like. So basically, they're building a credible base there. One of the things that we see with a lot of Western media is that they refer to polling on the Nigerian political situation. And the reality is that you cannot get adequate polling in Nigeria. It's just too hard to reach the people who will actually vote. But Peter Obi, who's charismatic and does have appeal to southern Nigerian youth, is an interesting character, but he is guaranteed not to win, despite The Economist saying he's going to win. Governor Bola Tinubu of Lagos is pretty desperate. He's using his own massive control of many media outlets in Nigeria to say that he's the leading candidate, but I would put money right now on the former vice president Atiku Abubakar, who is much greater international stature than any of the other candidates. He's a multi-billionaire, and you can always question how any tycoons get their money, but the reality is that he's been a credible businessman for a long time. He's much more dynamic than Tinubu, who looks, although he's only 70, he looks lackluster. But you've got Atiku Abubakar, who has a vision which I think will transform Nigeria. The Economist says that the candidates are all lackluster and business as usual and the like, which is true to an extent. But I know that the Atiku campaign is looking at much more strategic factors than his opponents. What we are going to see...
We have 30 seconds, assuming Gregory. 30 seconds. Yeah, go ahead.
If Atiku wins, we will see Nigeria's economy transform, its basic structure really loom, will make it so that it can loom large on the world stage. Nigeria is poised to become a major state in the global strategic architecture in the near future.
Gregory, I think we can smile that the graduates of Oxbridge would very much endorse a world that their colonial masters before them endorsed. I think we can smile at that, Gregory. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.